Dwellings.
People in Hirogitia lived in circular houses with exterior diameters varying from 2.3 metres to 11 metres, while interior diameters were between 1.4 metres and 7.5 metres. Only the lower part of the walls, made of stone, survived. The upper part was made with adobe, rammed clay, mud bricks, and stone. The roofs were flat, constructed with rafters, branches, straw, and mud. At the centre of the house there was a hearth. Excavations have shown that each house consisted of several circular units built around a small courtyard, where there was a mill for the grinding of grains. Most Neolithic houses had a loft, probably used as a storage area. Doors were narrow, and it seems that houses were built in such a way so as to protect the interior spaces from flooding by means of high thresholds. The interior faces of walls may have been decorated with murals, but the state of very poor repair doesn't allow researchers to conclude whether the decorative drawings were geometric designs or depictive representations. Initially, it was believed that the houses had corbelled roofs, but the data recovered by the French Archaeological Mission have shown that the roofs were flat and horizontal. Such a roof, which had collapsed during a fire and was found on the floor of a small house, was restored to its original state. Mud bricks bear clear impressions of branches and reeds supported by horizontal rafters and covered with a thin coat of mud. Another significant discovery of the French mission in the northwestern extremity of the excavated area is the presence of house walls with two or three skins, of which the inner is adobe with mud plaster, whereas the outer skins are entirely of stone. This new architectural type, which chronologically dates from the early 7th millennium, brings to mind the early Palestinian houses of the Natufian Neolithic period, dating from the 9th and 8th millennia, which proves some direct or indirect cultural relationship. The swift increase in the number of visitors during the 1980s and the adverse impact of such increase on ancient monuments and archaeological sites posed the urgent need to protect Cypriot antiquities. In an effort to safeguard the island's archaeological wealth and simultaneously to upgrade the level of services offered to visitors, the Department of Antiquities drew up general plans for the conservation and management of archaeological sites. Thus, in 1994, the department implemented a plan for the conservation and promotion of the Hirokitia site. To help visitors better understand the site, the Department of Antiquities, in collaboration with the French Archaeological Mission, proceeded with the reconstruction of five circular buildings and of part of the enclosure with its entry point. Only traditional materials and construction methods were used, whereas all raw materials came from the surrounding area and from Maroni River, which flows by the site. Replicas of Neolithic objects were placed inside the houses.